Does God Care About Gender Identity? By Samuel D. Ferguson. Crossway 2023, 66 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance by Nick Harsh. I was grateful for the chance to read and write a review of the book Does God Care About Gender Identity? By Samuel D. Ferguson. Not only is the book a concise resource regarding an issue needing careful thinking in our Western culture, but it is also a resource I would gladly give to the parent of any child struggling with gender dysphoria. For the Christian who is unsure how to think about the issue of gender identity, this book is instructive and accessible. Two main themes are held in tension from the first pages of this book to the end. They are deeper understanding and compassionate engagement. Ferguson writes, "This booklet is written for those interested in or concerned by today's evolving views on sex and gender. While a deeper understanding of these evolving views is needed to navigate the ever-changing ethics of the Western world, compassionate engagement is also needed." Here, the familiar phrase applies. People don't care what you know until they know you care. Certainly, Christians need to engage the culture with thoughtfulness, discernment, and care. However, if discernment is divorced from love, the Bible's message of transformation will sound like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Ferguson handles this tension well. He writes, "My goal, however, is not to be callous or offensive, but to set all our broken lives within the contours of Scripture's vision for humanity." I believe Ferguson accomplished what he set out to do. The book is divided into seven main headings. Why this booklet? Three core beliefs of the transgender movement, some concerns about transitioning, back to the beginning, encouragement for parents, encouragement for leaders, a word for the person who identifies as trans. I've briefly discussed the first heading already. Here, Ferguson explains his desire to understand deeply and engage compassionately. Like both wings on a plane are needed to take off from the ground, so also deep understanding and compassionate engagement are needed if we are to be salt and light in the world. From there, Ferguson addresses three core beliefs of the transgender movement. Belief 1. My identity is self-determined. Belief 2. My feelings, not my body, determine my gender. Belief 3. We find wholeness through external, not internal, change. Each of these beliefs is deeply established in the worldview of modern-day society and is the foundation on which the transgender movement is built. Ferguson makes it clear that up until the 60s, the term gender and sex were considered synonymous and used interchangeably. The world we live in today is very different. Today, many distinguish between one's biological sex and one's gender. A person's biological sex is distinguishable by their chromosomes, reproductive structures, hormone levels, and anatomical features. On the other hand, a person's gender is now used to refer to the psychological, social, and cultural aspects of being male and female. Ferguson says, "This is the revolutionary idea of the gender revolution. And with the riverbanks of biology removed, gender identity is now as free-flowing and expansive as one's feelings." However, this understanding of gender identity did not occur in a vacuum. It is the logical conclusion of these three beliefs embraced in our world today. The rapid shift we see in culture is directly connected to the ever-increasing passion and potency with which these three beliefs are held. One cannot understand the transgender movement without understanding the pervasive nature of these three beliefs in Western culture. After briefly discussing the core beliefs of the transgender movement, Ferguson kindly shares three concerns he has for those considering what is known as affirmative therapy. In other words, a method of treatment that confirms an individual's psychological sense of gender and encourages ways to explore and express it. First, he says, affirmative therapy moves too quickly with immature kids who are easily manipulated by social pressure. He shows that the primary individuals affected by gender dysphoria are males in early childhood. Additionally, he cites research indicating that most of those individuals outgrew it. In other words, affirmative therapy is concerning because it makes permanent changes based on what may be a passing phase. Second, Ferguson says, the methods of transitioning are inherently traumatic to our natural bodies. Here, Ferguson points to several studies where the risks of hormonal interventions or surgical procedures are shown to outweigh the potential benefits. Ferguson's third concern is that when affirmative therapy is judged by its own stated goals, transitioning hasn't proved effective. Tragically, many have found after transitioning that the dysphoria remained. Ferguson shared the heartbreaking story of Grace Lidinsky-Smith, who said, 1 year after transitioning, I would be curled in my bed, clutching my double mastectomy scars and sobbing with regret. He concludes, transitioning appears to be a high-risk and often low-reward gamble. With that in mind, Ferguson walks through what the Bible teaches about a person's gender, identity, and sexuality. In contrast to the three beliefs of the transgender movement, he shares three truths from the Bible. Truth 1. Our human identity is a gift from our Creator. Truth 2. Human beings are embodied, so gender is never less than our biology. Truth 3. God's pathway for change is transformation, not transition. Clearly and kindly, Ferguson points to a better path forward. He shows how gendered bodies are a gift from God. He says, when we turn to the making of the first man and woman, it's their embodiment, not their feelings, that determine their biological sex and gender identity. He goes on to explain how gendered existence impacts the very core of our humanity. He quotes Greg Allison, who says, every cell in a woman's body has an XX sex chromosome. Every cell in a man's body has an XY sex chromosome. In other words, the biblical truth we see is that a person's sex, not feelings, determine his or her gender. But the Bible provides hope for those who struggle with gender dysphoria. It is transformation, not transition. For the one who experiences gender dysphoria, Ferguson writes, you're experiencing the fall in a particularly hard way. But the Bible is about more than brokenness and sin. It's a book about God's triumph over brokenness and sin. After unpacking what the Bible says about gender and identity, Ferguson provides practical encouragement to both parents and Christian leaders who seek to lead faithfully. While these encouragements are far from exhaustive, they provide practical direction to the parent whose child is struggling with gender dysphoria, and courage to the pastor who wants to remain faithful to the Bible in a culture that is often opposed to it. Finally, Ferguson ends with a word to those who identify as trans. He writes, "The antidote to identity confusion is not thinking more about one's identity. Paradoxically, it's becoming increasingly consumed with the person and purpose of another, Jesus Christ. For the Christian, identity isn't so much about who you are, but whose you are." I have aimed to provide a brief summary of a short book. However, I would also like to provide a word of reflection. This book's greatest strength is also its greatest weakness. In other words, its brevity. It's impossible to capture every nuance of the transgender movement in 44 pages. The historical shifts that have taken place in our culture haven't happened in a day, or even in a century. See Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self by Carl Truman. Readers who desire to understand the details of our cultural movement or the technicalities of exegetical debate will find this book disappointing. Readers who wish to understand the range of positions that biblical scholars hold regarding gender and identity will leave wanting. The cultural waters that we swim in are complex and require careful thinking. However, Ferguson provides an excellent starting block and a great place to start. Nick Harsh.